Is a mute ben me say romu. Kach halacha. Vika halacha is like a Yehuda as a chilk between the cholav and liyavish. Avo mi mathos, who's going to make in the girl, eze liyavish reze lecholav. To know the difference whether you're tying up the others, you're tying up the dodim of the izim to make it dry up or stamp to protect the cholav. So that Reb Zokta Yehuda ben Meseiro, or mitoich, shein makirin, since we can't tell the difference, as a gzera, echad ze v'echad ze rosa. Both of them are rosa. So the Chur Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseiro was passing like Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah that both are rosa. But so he says that a little nafkamina, a nafkamina would chap if in your city everybody only ties up the dodim amanat liyabish. If everybody does it tight. So then in that, so according to Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseiro will be mutter. There's no gzera, maybe people think you're doing it licholiv, not so tight, because everybody does it tight. Mashenka, according to Rabbi Yossi in the Mishnah, be yosa then also. Omar Shmuel, v'yamilo Omar Yehuda, Omar Shmuel, halacha Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseiro. We pass on Rabbi Yehuda ben Meseiro that even liyavish is also wasa, because the gzera people think you're doing it lecholiv. Abuk Yossi, Robin, Omar Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yechonin, halacha getanakam. It's like a passing at the Tanakama that there's a chilik, whether you're doing it liyavish, it's mutter, because then you're doing it very tight. We're not afraid to fall off on Shabbos. And come lichalev, there it's osa. Lichalev, you don't tie it on so tight, therefore afraid to fall off on Shabbos, and it's osa, and the rabbon. It's osa, as the you come to carry with the Dalaramas, which is around. So that's the Mishnah. Uvame, ain't a yotze. What can't the behemoth go out with? Lo yotze gomel, a camel can't go out, bimotutelis, with its cushion. Well, soon see in the Gemara means a cushion tied under its tail. Rashi says, Shtachas nova v'yesh meforsher madas, a blanket v'achra nira b'nai. It's also, it's type of madas, type of a cushion that you put underneath the zonav, underneath the tail of a camel. So you can't go out with it on Shabbos. And right thing there is, Rashi with taima the masdisim mishum shema tipol. We're afraid again of fall off in the middle of Shabbos. Umaisi lo hu. And you come to carry it, that's why it's awesome. Even though Mikra it's a tzorich, but we're afraid it'll fall off and you come to carry it. Like awkward, you can't let a behemoth go out when you tied it up. We'll soon see what awkward means. For low ruggle, not if you tie up just one leg upwards. For chain, shar, kol, behemoth, any behemoth can't go out tied up. Loyikshar, gemalim, zeb, zeb. You can't take like 10 gemalim one after another and tie one onto the other one. V'yimashet, and you'll carry one, pull one, and then automatically all of them will come along. We'll soon see in the Gemara that's a gzera, because it looks like you're taking it to be sold in the marketplace. But you're allowed to have 10 separate camels, each one has its own separate rein, separate leash, and you're holding all of them in your hand. That's mutter. If you're moshe, you can make them all move like that. You shouldn't take the straps and tie it around your finger, that's also. We'll see in the Gemara what's the use about that. Rashi lo yiksho the Rashi gemalim zulazu v'yimshoich echem forsh v'gemaro v'ash lo yichrech havon v'grach v'forsh v'kanavon. We'll see in the Gemara what the time is. So the Gemara Tona lo yeitzei hagomo b'mototeles hakshuru lo yibiznovoi. The camel can't go out with this cushion tied onto its tail. Why? Because we're afraid it'll fall off and it'll come to carry down on us. Avo yeitzei b'mototeles hakshuru biznovoi uvechot rosei. But if the cushion is tied on not only to its tail, but it's also tied on to the hump on the camel, it's all then it's mutter. Because then you can tie it on well, but not afraid to fall off. Omar Rabba Bara Funa. Yoitse Hagoma Bututeles Hakshura Lo Bishli Yosa. If you have the placenta of the camel is coming out, and you tie this cushion onto that, then it's mutter. Because we're not afraid the behemoth is going to move back and forth and make it fall off. Because by moving it, you hurt the behemoth hurts itself. The shlila placenta is very delicate there. So the behemoth won't move around to hurt himself. Therefore, we're not afraid of fall off. So Rashi, chodrosa sheish nechol gemalam agabem, the humps it has. B'shliyosa, the chiv, and the koyiv, since it hurts, le'menatechle, it won't come to pull it. So lili nira, Rashi says, now what's the hezbudis mototeles that you want to put by a camel? Mototeles kar cotton, a small cushion. Molly Muchen, very smooth, very soft stuff inside. Katim. Loistun loy tachazon, if you put it underneath the tail. Kadesh loy tashchis loy haritsua habosa. Lay that the strings that you tie around the tail should not hurt the meat of the behemoth. Lefi shamasu shalgaba. Because you tie up the masu, if a camel is carrying something, you want to tie it down tight so it shouldn't fall off. When a camel bends down, you're afraid all the masu will come flying in the front of it. So therefore we tie it down and tie it around its zonov, around its tail. Shagom Yerun, the camel goes down, bends down, machpid it. The Yerun Kapit Savaru, all the masi, all the weight, goes near its neck. So what makes the masa not fall off? You have it tied down around the zonov, around the tail. So when the masa is trying to fall frontwards, the tail is like holding it up. So afraid that string is very tight against the tail, it'll like hurt it. Therefore, sometimes they put a pillow around there to protect it. So Bekra din will be mutter to go out with on Shabbos, but we're afraid it'll fall off. Therefore, if you tie it on to the humps also, then it's mutter. Right, the Mishnah says, Loi okud v'le rogel. Habeim can't go out if it's tied up, okud or rogel. Om Rav Yehuda, okud, that means arkadus yad regel. That means tying one foot and one leg together. Ki Yitzchak ben Avram. That's the way Avram Avinu made the arkadus Yitzchak. He tied up his foot and his hand together. So the advice that's here, the gzair is, that the behemoth will move around, will untie it, and the string will fall off and it come to carry it. What does rogel mean? Shelo yichof yodoy agav izroya. You should not like tie up the front leg on its zroya, on its thigh. So it'll be like a three-legged behemoth, won't be able to run away from you. Agav izroya v'yiksha. Meisve have a kashra in Yehuda. So Yehuda was only in Amora. You have a kashra to know him, say for kashra in Yehuda. Okud, what's the pshat in okud? Shtei yodayim u'shtei raglayim. It means tying up two hands or 2 feet, either one. That's called okud. Rogel, what does rogel mean? Shlo yichov yodah agav izroya. You should not tie up one leg upwards near its thigh. The yikshu. So chur l'reisha shver, okud, Rabbi Yehuda says, a yad and a regel. And here it says, no, 2 feet or 2 legs. 2 feet or 2 hands. And gemara hu diyom akiyai tana. Rabbi Yehuda holds at this tana. The tanya, okud, what does okud mean? Arkadis yad regel. Tying up one hand and one regel. Oi, shtei yodayim u'shtei raglayim. We're also tying up 2 hands together or 2 feet together. Rogel, what does that mean? The behemoth can't go out rogel. Shlo yichof yodo, don't tie up its yad, its hand, agav izroya on its thighs. The yikshin tied up that way. For the more of akatel adomi, this rites and this time is also fakev from Rabbi Yehuda the Amora. So it's still shver. Who does Rabbi Yehuda go like? Bishlei mereisha v'seifa nicham. The ratio that says okud, the first pshat, nokud is good. That's Rabbi Yehuda's pshat. Tie up the hand and the regal together. And the seif is also good. What does okud mean? What does rogel mean? Tying up the foot on top. That's the he's also asking. Or mitziyosa kash, it's still shved this tana on Rabbi Yehuda. So Rabbi Yehuda says okud means only the hand and the regal. And here it says either that or else to yadayim to raglayim. Elo, who does Rabbi Yehuda go like? Who do you make here? It goes like this tana. Okud, what does okud mean? Arkadis yad v'regel. It means abdavka, tying such a massive of the hand and the feet. Ki Yitzchak ben Avram, the way Avram Avinu made the Arkadis Yitzchak. Rogel, what does rogel mean? Shlo yichav yodah agav izroya v'yikshur. Don't tie one leg upwards, connected its thigh, and like it'd be a three-legged behemoth, so it shouldn't run away from you. It's also to go out like that on Shabbos, because we're afraid the string will fall off, the behemoth will move around, and we may not take the string, and it'll come to carry with the daladamas, which was a rabbi. Drashi, shtei yodayim, drashi yodai agav zroi, echad mi yodai, kofi of kalfi malut, tied up upwards, the kosher desh loy, hey loy, ela gimu raglayim levreich, shown here by 3 feet, it can run away. Shtei yodayim ki echad, oi shtei raglayim ki echad, vekat le domi, haitan le debiuda, reshi vasei ven ichad, vekat le debiuda, avu mitziyosa dikatoni, oi shtei yodayim, oi shtei raglayim kasha, the leader of Yehuda. To lay kori okud eliyad b'regel. Rabbi Yehuda says what? Could ogid b'davka tying a hand and a foot. Ki yitzla ben Avron, d'chsir v'yokud kofif yodah b'regla v'churav. Because she yad b'regel, says Claude, they tied the other hand and the regel. V'nifshad tzavor l'churav. So the Gemara and Achlam Rabbi Yehuda has a tana that holds mamish like him. That okud means b'davka tying the hand and the regel together. But the Mishnah says, well, yiksha gemalim, you can't tie one camel to another camel to another camel, and you'll pull the first one, all of them follow along. My time, om ravashi, mishum demech, they command the yozel chinga. It looks like you're going to the marketplace to sell the animal, that's why it's awesome. Shrashi, leshuk, lemoichram, chinga, ashem shesoivivim, mes ashuk, yemachelis, mechelis here. By the Abu Machlis, but you'll have to put the string and tie it around your hand. Om ravashi, leshonimel, linyi klein. Was only negated to an insect klayim that the Mishnah says mubach la yichrach. For klayim, you're not allowed to wrap it around your hands. For the my klayim demai, what kind of insect klayim? Ilay the klayim the yodim. that as though there's an Israel, Lo Sachrosh Bechshaw Bechamor Yachtov, he can't work with the Shor and the Chamor, maybe you are then, you can't work with a man, with a camel. So here, you can't tie it around your hand, because it looks like you're working with the camel. For the more of a Tanan, enough in the Mishnah, we learn in Klayim. Odo Mutin Kula, no, a man is allowed to work with any behemoth. There's no Issa Klayim, it's only one behemoth to another behemoth. But not a man with a behemoth. Lachrosh Belimshech. Elozati Gemara Klayim de Chavolim. What does the Mishnah mean that he can't wrap around the straps around your hand because the shiloh fun shatnis? Do you have any more batanya? So what are you saying, shatnis? That maybe one strap is made out of wool and one strap is made out of fishtim, made out of linen. So if you tie them together, if you wrap them around your hands and you're having hanor from it, there'll be this a shatnis. It's a klayim. So Rashi speaks out, even though l'chur you're not mechaven to have hanor here, you're just wrapping it around your hand to hold the animals better. But this tana, if this maniam holds like a yudishita, that dove shani maskaven is also. For the more name, but tanya is still shver. Ha toikev tkifach and say the chibur. Halacha by klayim means you have to have a good chibur. If you just have one stitch, that's not called the chibur to mechayef a klayim. So Rashi, but nan odem, Rashi kifa achat going they machot pamachas one stitch or shekosha kesher echad one knot that's not shakayoma ain't a chibur it's not called a chibur there's no way to climb. So Rashi why the chsiv semur pishtim yachtov you're not allowed to wear semur pishtim together loy osra ha-teure el chibur yofra meskayim the Torah only asked by climb a good chibur that stays but a chibur doesn't stay the Torah didn't ask it. Even if you wrap around, tie around these straps around your hand, and I feel the one's pished in and one's femur, still it should be mutter. Empty Gemara. The Yoelom Klayim the Chamolom. We're talking about the Shaila of Klayim of Shatnes. For Hochikoma, this is what the Mishnah means. You should not wrap these straps around your hand, because we're afraid in the case where one is wool and one is pished in flax. And you should not tie it, because then you tie it, that's called the good chibur, and to be over the Issa Klayim, even though you're not mechavin, but this man the other whole day in the mechavin is awesome. Shmuel, Oma Shmuel, so Shmuel, do alocha, ubavad shlo yeitzi chevo mitachas yodoy tefach. Hey, Moshe, we have a leash, you're carrying here in the Mishnah, but here we're talking about pulling a camel. Who are then you pulling the dog? So the leash that's between your hand and the dog, that's mutter. Even on Shabbos to walk out with a leash, it's not considered you're carrying it. The leash itself is like bottle to the animal, to the kelev. It's like a malbut to the kelev. And you're holding the leash in your hand, it's mutim. But the leash, the part that's in your hand, you have to make sure that the tefil does not go down. Like, away from like, the behemoth to you, and then from your hand downwards, it shouldn't make a tefil go downwards. Well, some say, because then it's not mirror like as part of the leash. It looks like you're carrying that part by itself. For the more of a ton of the way, Shmuel to Chaim, so it's only Yosef, two tefachs go downwards. Amar Abaya, Hashtu, the Yomar Shmuel tefach. Shmuel says even a tefach is also. For Tana the way Shmuel, his father said, Tana the way Shmuel, Tefchayim, that only two tefach is also, is what's pshat, Shmuel, is halacha lemaisa slash minin. Shmuel wants to tell us lemaisa how we should act. Rashi says, Shmuel, the Yomar tefach lo'ori, comes to teach us halacha lemaisa also. La'ashmino, to teach us, the habol lumech. Somebody comes to ask a shaila. Lefaneinu in front of us. Amrinulei. We tell him tefach. You only let the leash like go down a tefach from your hand. Shulei lahokel b'yisurim. Not to be making any surim. Mi yuatzav chayim let your isim. Tutzav chayim is no isim. But yeah, the yisur is though. If it goes down a tefach out of your hand, then it doesn't look part of the leash. It looks like time you're carrying it on Shabbos. That's one halacha. For the more spirit of atanyo ubavachi agviyam in akarka tefach. No, the leash could go down as long as it doesn't reach a tefach within the ground. Mashma, let's say you're 5 tefachim, or your hand is 5 tefachim off the ground. So the leash could go down, mamish 4 tefachim. As long as it doesn't get within the tefach of the ground. So, for instance, Tira, you just said before it can't go down a tefach. And the answer, Mashma, go down a lot. B, it's not within the tefach of the ground. Have the Gemara, Kitanyi, this last verse is talking about, the chavolo, the benei. That's talking about the leash that's between your hand and the dog, let's say. So if the dog is too far away, the leash is picked up, the leash itself is always a tefach off the ground. But let's say the dog becomes close to you, and the in between the leash between you and the dog, it becomes lowered down to the ground within a tefach, that's also wasser. Because then it's not nicker, it's part of the leash, it's attached to the behema. It looks like stam, you're carrying a string, and that's awesome. Aber kokame de boy, nipok tu sa yade, as far down as you wanted to go, but could go down, even a few tvachen. So that's the stira. First, we say only one tefach, and here's mashma, even a few. Yeteratiz bechavol de bene beni, she ben yade le gomel. The strap, the leash between your hand and the gomel, the camel. For who kama? Kama de boy in heavy, as far down as it goes, let it go. Obovado she yagbieno menakaka tefach. That has to always be at least a tefach off the ground. They should say Nira Habena Nimshecho. Looks like the behemoth pulling the leash. Boy, the loy, because if it goes further down, it's with mamish like touching the ground. Like Mitzchasma Tirusa the behemoth. Doesn't look like this is a leash protecting the behemoth. Now the Kamasa Bam looks like you're carrying something. She Nira Shaykhaz Reshabia. Doesn't look like you're holding the other hand. So therefore, if in between you and the animal it goes down within the tefach of the ground, that's also. Because the man, it's more than the tefach of the ground, it's muta. But that's only the part in between you and the animal. But the part that's in your hand, that's afterwards, that's coming down from your hand, that's only mutzah, it comes down less than a tefach. Comes down more than a tefach, that's also wasa.
So it's the Mishnah. Ein chamor yoitze b'mardas b'zman shein k'shura. He's a chamor, a donkey, cannot go out on Shabbos b'mardas, that's with the blanket to cover it from the cold. B'zman shein k'shura lo, it's not tied onto it. We have shot before in the Gemara that it means it wasn't tied on from before Shabbos. But even though you tie it on now on Shabbos, still it's awesome. We'll soon see Rashi in the Mishnah says the Rashi in the Gemara says why it's awesome, even in such a case. Vayta, v'loy bezug, a chamor can't go out with a zug with a bell tied around its neck. Afal pi shepokuk, even though it's stuffed up, it's not making any noise. Still it's awesome. The Gemara says the time it looks like you're going to take it to sell it. V'loy besula and shebet tavoroi. You can't let a chamor walk out on Shabbos with a sulam, that means a yoke that looks like a sulam, a ladder around its neck. Rashi said the tam of these things, even though it's a tzarecha behema, but since you don't tie it on so tight, we're afraid it'll fall off the behema in the middle of Rishus Rabbim, and since it's a choshev azach, the Bible has chayis on it, you'll come to carry it daladams. So Rashi yafa pisha cholu, pokuk bimuchin, stuffed up, sheine invul shalem mekashkes. The bell doesn't make any noise. Lashmiya kol v'gemar first time. Masulam v'tzul kol anachem. Masizas rashi v'farsh v'gemar. V'kulam mishum matatam. All these things also in the Mishnah. T'chayis alayu. Your chayis is valuable to you. V'nofle yos lasu. You're afraid if it comes to fall off, you come to carry it. Pick it up. V'ayt v'yein ha-schorim yoytzim v'yagola. I'm all the schorim, the men, that we'll see in Gemara, it means they have a long tail. And the tail is very fat. And the fatness of it has no bone there, and it used to get scratched on the ground. So they used to put an agol, a little wagon, tied on to the tail, that it shouldn't scratch itself on the floor. And they came up out with this wagon, the small wagon, tied onto their tail. Rashi Eglo, they're going crying cotton, a very small wagon. Shreis no tachas never under its tail. Shreis one of Oyser Eilem Rochav. It's very wide, came in car cotton. Vein boy yetzim, a little bone there. Hele shumanav. The shuman v'yav. It's very thick, the fat. The cover is very heavy. Shenigra loris, when it gets dragged along the ground, nisrat, it gets a scratch. V'nishchas, v'yotzim le'agolo mizgalgeles achrab. They make a little wagon that I should go on. Kishu hoylech v'azon of kosher le'ah. It's tied onto it, so I'm still afraid they'll fall off on Shabbos to come to carry it. V'yeinu rechelim, the ease, the ladies, the kevas, yoytzes chanunas. They can't go out chanunas. We'll see in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, what it means chanunas. You do a little chen, I think it means you put a stick in the nose to make it sneeze. V'yeinu egol, a small calf, yoytzes begimon. Can't go out with a gimon, we'll see in the Gemara what that is. V'loi poro b'or ha-kaifer. A poro can't go out with a special skin, the ha-kaifer. Rashi Kupa Sheretsu, Shenem of Chodim, that has very stingy hair. Kemachat, the currently of a Christian Oiroi Bedade, they take the skin of this animal, it's very sticky, and put it around the dodim, around the udders of it, Aporo. Shlo Yeniku Shrotsim, that the Shrotsim, the insects, are not come and suck out the milk. Therefore, they protect the dodim, they put around it this pointy skin. V'loy b'ritzua sheben kenel. Pura can't go out with the ritzua straps around its horns. So the Mishnah of a parosa sh'Reb Lezer ben Azariah, but Reb Lezer ben Azariah is one pura, ha'isa yoytza b'ritzua, went out with the strap sheben kenel. Sh'loy b'ritzua kom, without the ritzua kom. So
Kruz Shver, how do you do something connected to what's in Chomim? We'll see in the Gemara, it wasn't real his para, because he was very usher, he had a lot of paras. It means his Shechenim, his neighbor's para went out like this, and since he wasn't Moicha, he didn't stop it, sit as if he did the Avera. We'll see in the Gemara. So that's the Gemara. My time of the Amor. What's the time of the ratio? Why a Chmor can't go out if it's Madat, if the blanket is not tied down, like we had before. Because the Gzera, what's Rashi? Kedi Amorin, Sheina Kshur Lamer Shabbos, is not tied on Erev Shabbos, Deloi Golem Yes Moshe Tzrich Lekach. He didn't show us that the animal, this Chmor, needs this blanket. Sheina Lamalbish, that's what Rashi learns. Master, if you didn't tie it on Erev Shabbos, so you don't need this from Malbush. So even though now on Shabbos you decide to tie it down, still it's also. Tosis before he asked the Kash and Rashi, why not? Could be before Shabbos it wasn't cold. Now it got cold, you want to tie it down because it needs it for a blanket. Therefore, Tosis learns that the Pshat is that it's a Gzera. It looks like you can take it to sell. You can take it to, looks like you can take it to sell it in the marketplace. That's why it's also. Not with the bell, even though it's stuffed up, it's not a shadow making noise. And what's the issa? Mishun the mechze command the yozel lechinga. Looks like you're taking it to marketplace to sell. Drash leshuk limkor, but tell him loizug lanosi. Put on a zug, a bell, to make it look nice. So it's also because you're not going to sell behemoths on Shabbos. Voloi besulun shebet savaro. You can't let a behemoth go out with its, like a type of a yoke that looks like a ladder around its neck. It means like this ladder around its neck as a yoke. Shashi beiluvoi shekoshenei telechi. Tied around near its lechi. Near its a jaw. Lemai abdulei. How come you do this? Leechad yisleim mak. In case the behemoth has a mak, a wound. Lehode chayich. But you don't want the behemoth to turn around and bite its wound to scratch it. So you like put a yoke around its neck. It can't move its neck. Can't move its neck. Litzad hamaka, the side of the wound. Lechakakot, to scratch it, bishinim, with its teeth. Vekoshim, it's savori, a tie around its sab, around its neck. Vechashuvim, hey, these things are very choshuv to the bailim. Yoysim, mikshishin, more than we had before, the pieces of wood, shagavi, yeshever, behemah has a broken leg, you put a piece of wood there to hold it in place, that's mutter. Vin, because those, if they fall off, you're not chayis. Over here, vin, if it falls off, chayis, the bailim cares about it. We're afraid he'll come to carry it, we'll forget the Yisai saw, he'll come to carry it on Shabbos. Fight of Leber Tzua Shabaragloi. The Parah can't go out with Tzuas, which traps around its feet. The Avdilei Legizra. Why do people do it? Legizra Trashi. The Behema Shepsiyosuk Tzorm. Behema that its steps are very short. And one leg hits the other leg. They hit when they walk. His oisnla kumin tavas meant like a ring. Shall I call him or ritsuas over obvious? Because you know oisnla madam pasoyas, regum mokum shenakshin zubzu. They turn like a cloth around their ankles like, so at the place where their ankles hit one another, there's cloth there to protect itself. So it's also part of the hem of the workout. Vaitu, since you don't tie it so tight, we're afraid it'll fall off on Shabbos and come to walk with the daldamas. Vaitav Zod Mishnah and the Mor, Vien Ha Tana Girl, Yoitzim Bechutin. Tana Girl can go out with strings on it. The Abdullah, what do people do it for? Simna, Kiechad Al Chalfi. Everybody puts his own simna to show this is his Tana Girl. One puts red, one puts blue. But Vaitav, you don't tie it so strong, so you're afraid it'll fall off. And therefore you can't carry, you come to carry it on Shabbos. Vlebri Tzua, not with strings. What's the haste? One is Chutin, and one is with Tzuas. Both it says also by Tana Girlis. Why is both of them? What do you have ritzuas for? And the Gemara, the Avdi Kihechad La Lisperumani, you do it to tie up their legs so they shouldn't be able to jump and break Kedlam. Shrashi Shakoshvan Shnei Regle, you tie it to 2 feet. Yacha together, ritzua with Ksaro, the small string. Shalaytucha Lahor Magle Lahatis, they can't pick up his leg to break Kedlam. Fight the Ein has Chorim Yetzim Magola. The Chorim can't go out with this type of a wig attached to its tail. So the Gemara ki hechad lo lechamton al yosi. You don't want it to scratch, hurt its tail, so you put a wagon around it on the bottom of it, so it drags along on the wagon, and the Xeris will fall off on Shabbos, you come to carry the Adamas, which was a rabbi. V'ein ho rechelim yetzis chanunas. The rechelim can't go out with chanunas, wearing this chanunas. So Mora Yosef Ravacha Barula, Kaimedu Abchizda. They said, Mishor Shagoizes in Oisa, the time when you make Ziza, you shear off the wool, is timed in Lo Azik. What do people do? They take a piece of shmata, a piece of wool, a piece of cotton, Vishem, and dip it into oil, you put it around its forehead. Kadesh like the stoning. As I was going to get cold, as I before the animal, the sheep had a lot of wool to protect it. Now you're shearing off the wool, it's going to get cold. So you want to take good care of it, now let it walk out with this cotton around its forehead. Omleyam chizda, imke mosisa marukfa, it means such good care nobody takes of an animal. That's why the way you take care of marukfa is like that. If he has a cold or some wrong, you put some cotton on his forehead. But for Behemoth, nobody does that. That can't be Pshat and Chanunis in the Mishnah. El Yosra Papa Bashmur Kaimad Rab Chizda. The Yosra Bakoma. It means Vishor Shakarat Ilit. When a Behemoth is about to give birth, Toim Din Law, the person that's there, dips in Shnei Azokim, two pieces of cotton, Shoshem, and duck stuck into oil. O Manichin Law, Echad Al Padachta, one you put over the animal's forehead, the Echad Al Harechim, one you put over the base Rechim, the womb. Kadeshet is cham, the womb should heat up, it should be easy, the pregnancy, the labor should be easy, the birth. Omalei Rav Nachman Vaitim, Kei Masisa Yalsa, you make him like his wife. Yalsa, it means you take such good care to a lady, to your own wife, but not to a behema, still that's shvila, can't be pshan chanunas in the Mishnah. Elo Amra Funa, Eitz Echod Yesh Bekarcha Yom, there's a special tree that comes from Karcha Yom, V'chonon Shemoy, that's the name of the tree. What do you do? What's the purpose to tie it on to the animal form? O mevi and kisim, take a splinter with this tree. O menich and law b'choit mosa, you tie it on to its nose. Kadesh et satish, you want the animal to sneeze. The rechelis, you want them to sneeze. The yiplo darni roshin, all the insects on its head will fall off. So that's called a chanunis. This piece of wood from the tree chonin to make it sneeze. For the Mori Hochi is Chorm Nami, if it's a purpose to make its knees to get the insects off the head, why only in the cavers, even Chorm also? And the Mori Kima the Menatki is Chorm Badodi, since the animal Shtois, they push Menatki, Chorm Badodi, Memela Nafli, thereby itself the insects fall off. Now, Shank and the cavers don't Shtois one another, then we have to come on to make them sneeze. Shimon is Iroima. Kisma the Risma means a piece of splinter that comes from the tree Risma. It's not the wood is called Chonun, though the wood is called Risma. So the more Chanunis. That's why the Mishnah said Loshin Chanunis, because this piece of wood comes from the tree called Chonun. Elo the Rabbon and my Chanunusa. What does the Mishnah call Loshin Chanunis for? It means this piece of splinter that comes from the tree called Risma that makes its knees. Now what does it got to do with the word Chanunis? What does Chonun got to do with the word Risma? And the Gemara, the Avdina lo milsa de merach mi alayu. Chanunis comes from Loshin Chen, it being kind to the animal. It means we're doing something kind to the animal. We're making it sneeze, today that the darna, all the insects from the head will fall off it. So that's why it's called Chanunis. Still, it's also for it to go out, because you don't tie it on so tight, we're afraid it'll fall off on Shabbos, and then come to carry with the Dalarams. Paita. Vienna egol yoitze begimun. It's the small calves can't go out with gimun. My egol begimun. What does an egg calf mean with a gimun? Ravuna bar nira. Trashi bar nira means oil cut in a small yoik. Shemanichin egol you put around the young calf. Pitzavori on its neck. Shie lomed lochav. It should be used to bending down its head. Roishal kashivdo. You want the cow always to bend its head down. So it should be ruggle bakach. So you put a yoke right away when it's young. Omri Ablaz, the my mashma da gimun loshin the mechav. We have to write that gimun means loshin of bending down. You see, halachoyf kagmon or roshish. Should I bow down my head? So you see, agmon hachov means bowing down. Vaita, v'loy pora biar hakoyfer. You can't tie around the pora, around the dodim, around the others of the pora, the skin of a koyfer, who we said has very sticky, pointy hairs. What's the purpose of it? So tomorrow the Avdi law, people do it, yali. You don't want the insects, or the shrotzim, to come and suck out the milk of the poro, therefore you protect it by putting this pointy hair, this piece of skin that has pointy hair that will kill the animals, kill the shrotzim from sucking the milk. You can't let a poro go out with the straps around its horns. So tomorrow, Rav will learn before says a kerem, you can't put around the kerem zay for noi. He holds noi, it's osir. And no one did lishma, even though you're doing for the purpose to watching it, but it's called a shmira, you don't need, a parah does need a shmira. So a shmira, yisayrosa is osir according to Rav. Vashankin ilish shmuel, the yom of noi osir. He only says a noi, it's osir. It's not a derech for parah to walk out with the ritsuas ben kaneh. So it's called a master, there's no heter of noi for this parah. Of a lishma muta, shmuel shita was, even though you make